Blog Talk Radio.
Why so serious?
Lawless Radio.
Why so serious?
Lawless Entertainment Radio.
Why so serious?
Turn our ordinary lives into a
Relax, relate, release all the drum at the door. Hold faith in you and me, that's us. Together we can do anything, just trust in we. And I ain't speaking French, baby, but we can do some French. And won't you give me a kiss, lady? Half on the baby, I got mine right here. And if you got your half, baby, it's going down right here. I ain't never met nobody, mama, quite like you. You got me feeling for your love, baby. Yes, you do. I'ma shout it from the rooftop. Put it on a billboard. Let the whole world know it, damn it. I ain't fit to show it. I got that rock up on your finger for a reason. With all these haters round us hot, we need some freezing. They think we won't last, but mama, I know that. The feeling's mutual with a hook, I'm in the state. Because of you, I know that family matters. And we ain't gotta be the wind blows. But I will follow you, mommy. Look, and it was a wind blow. Us, it's so long that ain't a part. And I ain't going nowhere. I've been reaching from the start. Trying to make it my business to keep a place down in your heart. I'm trying to make memories, baby. Remember Costa Rica, it was me and you, lady. I'd be Tarzan, you can be Jane. I love the way you're spontaneous and in the role playing. I'm ready, not action. Tell them to roll cam. I'ma love you with a passion, mommy. Let's go handcuff you.
Good evening, good evening. This is Catrice, and you're listening to The Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. All right, y'all, I decided to go ahead and turn the webcam on, so I am feeding live with the webcam. Go ahead and log in to www.lawlessradio.com. Hit listen to chat, and you'll see me sitting here live talking to you right here on the air. All right, y'all, I have plenty to talk about tonight. I got my cocktail in my hand. If you're looking at me, you see me right here. I have my drink. We are chilling out. You know how we do. You make sure you put them kids to bed. Get your cocktail. Relax. Let's chill out. Lean back. Let's just have some conversation. Let's just talk. But, you know, I do have some things on my mind that I am going to talk about tonight. And, you know what, I said I normally do the first 30 minutes, you know, with music. So I'm gonna let the people talk for just a few, and then I'm gonna go ahead and turn that music back on. But y'all hold tight. Let's see who's on. First, I'm gonna bring in Mississippi Red. Good evening, Mississippi Red. How you doing this evening?
Good evening, Catrice. How
evening.
Are you doing?
I am wonderful. He is good. He is good.
I'm glad. I'm happy to hear that his health has, you know, come back, you know, to fruition. You know, that's really nice for Lawless family to hear.
Yeah.
You know, I'm glad he's in full health.
Oh, dude.
And
okay.
By
okay.
You and by you being, you know, a providing wife. You know, you are part of that also. I mean, God heals so well. But it also helps to have other folks, other siblings, spouses, parents, to help the healing process also. So
that's right.
Thumbs up.
That's right.
Thumbs up, Buck. Thumbs up, dog. I love you, man.
Hey. That's what's up. That's what's up. Okay, so tell me what's going on with you. How was your week this week?
Man, working with these kids, man, I'm trying to tell you.
They doing something to you?
Man, teaching ain't what it used to be.
No? You're not excited anymore? You don't get excited about it?
To a certain degree. To some students, I mean, they, you know, actually want to come to learn. But for some others, they just want to come to smoke weed, get drunk, and gamble in the bathroom. Well, but I'm still holding my ground. I'm standing my ground.
I feel. And
what was that show back in the '80s?
You're teaching the ones that want to be teach. Like lean on me. You know.
Right.
You're doing what you can to make sure you know we all good.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Cool. That's what's up. That is what's up. That's what's up. All right, let me bring my girl in. I'm going to put you on hold because I really don't want no feedback. Hopefully y'all not in the same room. What's going on, man? How you doing?
We are not in the same room, and that's why I took it down a notch. I love Lawless, and I love life. I love everybody that's listening out here.
Yeah.
I want to talk to, can you shut up? See, that's why I can't get out what I need to get out before we even get started. Let's get it going. Let's get it cracking, man. I love it. Hey.
That's right. We got to get it going. We got to get it cracking. We got to do what we can.
I'm in a good mood. Tell Brooke her five. Get up, baby. Attention. Flawless, baby.
Are y'all in the chat room? You need to go in the chat room and check me out. I'm sitting right here live. You can see me streaming. I got my webcam on. We are doing what we can. Buck just came in here and gave me a little kiss on my cheek, so that made me feel good. All right, y'all hold tight, but y'all need y'all to hold tight or y'all call back, whatever, which way you going to do. But you know I got to do this music because this is what we're all about.
It's going to be on fire tonight, baby.
It's going to be on fire.
It's
going to
be on fire.
It is going to be on fire tonight. Because I got some shit to... First, I would like to talk about is how a motherfucker just come to your house without even calling first. That's what I'm going to talk about. Okay? I don't like no dude drop-ins. Don't come by. Don't say, hey, girl, I was thinking about you. Pick up a damn phone. Call my number and say, listen, can I roll through? Can I come by? Don't be calling me saying I'm at your front door. That shit right there to piss me off. All right?
That
gets you shot. Don't come. And then, okay, wait a minute. So, I my doorbell don't work, okay? So here you come. Boom, 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 boom on the door like you the damn police. You get fucked up.
This motherfucker, if I was a nigga, who does that?
You would get messed up. All right, y'all. This is Diamonds and Cheddar. Y'all give me at least 25 minutes. We're going to run it.
So so living in Brandon Hughes kinda did something to me. Made me grow up. I'm talking about way too bad. Living life for the hustle, trying to chase this cash. Now look, my mama, I'm telling you, she ain't raised no fool. But if you look at my surroundings, like the thing to do. You got dope being sold, pimps being hoes. Give a J a slam, just a ride. Here we go. Now you think it's big shit when you ride with your folks to the J, smoke the dope and report it to Costco. Now you're locked up and your record is unfolding. Seen a better path, but the journey was so lonely. In the world where the wicked is lost were my homies, and we all trying to get it, so we say that in committee. By any means necessary, I was taught to get it. Maybe chasing this cash, it was killing my spirit. I won't. I thought the way to go about it was a slang drug. Cream, get the money, dollar bill, y'all. My role models were Scarface and Nino Brown. I'm on top of the world, ma. Look at me now, standing on the sofa, trying to think of how.
I put her in that big house and make her cry. But your boy did the opposite and jumped out wild. Not a doctor, not a lawyer, but a D-boy wild. I bet my mama probably thinking, did I raise that child? In the streets with the heat, shouted, look out now. Feeling badass, nigga out here chasing this child. Cheddar and mozzarella got me thinking that I'm better. If I'm riding on leather and wood in my hood, pockets they stay late, fighting to get the cake. I won't.
Y'all, we're almost there. We're almost there. We just got a few more minutes left, and we're going to play just a couple more hits. There is something I do want to play. I am going to hit you with that Piano Man anytime.
Allow me to introduce me properly. Hey. I'm Piano Man at the top. I sit opposite of you. What you wanna do? Old school ride for the new school. I don't smoke, but I like you like a cigarette. I bite you just a little bit. I like you feeling vigorous. Keep this up and I'll wipe you in a little bit. Hold a very young like Tyler in Medina. Yes, I got the Novocaine if you're feeling this. Anesthesiologist, and I please a lot of chicks. I make the tang feel like, woo, cause of my methods, man. I'm the professor and the questions and the lesson plan. Ask Mercedes, I bend you like compressor, man. You'll be falsetto while I get low like your five heartbeats rapping cause you're breathing hard. I'm Eddie Kang with the pipes, but I ain't out at all. That next time gon' be, it's gon' be my place or your place, don't matter. This is going down. After that first time, the next time gonna be, it's gonna be my place or your place, no matter. Don't care who's around. Just as long as it's going down. Damn, making love, baby girl, we making history. This is me, picture me, ripped with all my splendor. Maybe even sweet and low, depending on how the meeting goes. Keeping in my bedroom, discussing all these facts and figures. Feel my stock rising in return, it makes me unconfident. You can call me Google and I'll tell you why the reasons be. I ain't no search engine, but I get results of me. That first time, that next time gon' be, it's gon' be my place or your place, don't matter. Don't care who's around, as long as it's going down. After that first time, that next time gon' be, it's gon' be my place or your place, don't matter. Don't care who's around, as long as it's going down. Hey, my sex is schizophrenic, means I make your body multi-tasks like a bowl of Cheerios, nothing but them all in fast. Baby, ask about me, get my reputation for lying and daughters. Have your substitute in champagne for some of that pot and water. Take me in and lose yourself, taste my sweet elite seduction. George W. Mad because of my mad slip and the reproduction. So what's the option? Do I go on for love? Stay the course, yeah, you right. I'ma stay in free until I find it. That first time, that next time gon' be, it's gon' be my place or your place, don't matter. Don't care who's around, just as long as it's going down. After that first time, that next time gon' be my place or your place, don't matter, don't matter. I don't care who's around, as long as it's going down.
I am back. This is Catrice. You're listening to the Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. All right, I'm relaxing. I finally got the room up, chat rooms up. I got a few people out there. We got mail online. I'm gonna bring you in just a moment, girl. All right, y'all hit me up. I am on www.lawlessradio.com. You hit the listen to chat button, and you can see me live. Hey, right here in the room. All right, y'all, just talking about all kinds of things this evening. So you know what, we're just going to go ahead and just break it down. We're going to bring it up, and we're going to bring it on down. That's how we're going to do. All right, y'all, talk to me. Have a conversation with me. Tell me what's been going on. First, I want to talk about how people just come to the house unannounced. I don't like that shit. Stop doing it, and don't you ever, ever do it again. I haven't called the person out yet because I don't think they know better. You know, don't just assume because I work from home and I do my own thing that I'm always going to be here. It is not the case. This is like the third time you done did it. Three strikes, you are out. What's up, Mel? How you doing this evening, baby? Uh-oh, where Mel at? All right, we'll bring on the just Mississippi Red. Where you at?
I'm right here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Mel right here.
Plus,
mute him. Mute him before I
can
get up.
Okay, I'm about to mute him.
Yeah. I am right here. I was actually in the middle of eating. But
Okay. Well, you know what? Tell me, what y'all think about people coming to your house unannounced?
I don't even answer the door.
You don't answer the door?
I sure don't.
Oh.
I don't know, either it's somebody that wants something, needs something, or don't have nothing. I don't answer the door. Call me first.
Witness. You said call you. What'd you say, Jehovah's Witness?
I said, what about a Jehovah's Witness?
Right. What about it?
Okay, they don't come.
Look.
They don't come.
Okay, first of all, we ain't going to move this to a religion, but let me tell you something. Jehovah's Witness only come on Saturday morning.
Okay. I know that whatever you knocking on my door for has nothing to do with what I got to do today. Because we ain't spoke yet.
But the thing is, people actually come into your, people come knocking on your door like, you know, hey, what's up, how you doing, like, what's going on with you, you know, I ain't talked to you in a minute, I'm sitting here like, okay, why the fuck you at my door?
Every day, all day, my door,
why are you at my door? I mean, I don't understand, I just don't like, I don't like people coming to my house on and now. Now, today was an instance in which I was about to go off, but see, let me tell you what happened. They sent their child to the door. Okay?
Cut that one, too, because that's, you know what?
I don't want to cuss out the kid.
She didn't answer my stuff, so we going to send the baby.
Man, okay, listen. My close friends know if some shit going down up in my house, that means you need to call before you come to my house. That's basically all I'm saying. You need to call before you come.
Don't call
me while you in the driveway saying, hey, I'm in your driveway. Your ass need to call if you in route. Shit, no, forget that. I don't care if you're in route.
You got to do your work. Mama said.
Man. I'm just saying.
I
need the folks in the chat room to announce themselves. Tell me who you are. What you doing? Why are you in my chat room? Are you just looking at me? But you know, I look good. Okay. All right, y'all. All right, hold on, hold on. We got,
we got my sidekick
on the air. What's going on, Buck?
Man, I'm chilling. Now, who on their way over here?
Nah, they weren't on their way over here. Let me tell you what happened. You know,
Can you hear me? I can hear you. Okay, but
yeah.
I'm glad that you're okay, baby.
Oh, yeah, I'm glad I'm okay, too.
Same here. I prayed for you.
I stayed up and prayed up, so, okay.
Same here, Bub. Same here.
Hey, right on. What up, man?
Yeah, I'm glad you're okay, dude. I'm glad
Yeah, he do sound kind of sober. Y'all need to put yourself on mute and go get a drink. But in case, listen. All right, so this is what happened. So I'm minding my own business, and then I'm hearing this boom, 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 boom on the door, like the police. Of course, Buck, you did not hear this because your ass was comatose, and all this was oblivious to you. This should happen today.
This just happened to me like 30 minutes ago.
Today, okay?
You're on mute.
30 minutes ago.
Okay, hold on. Let me tell the story. Shit. So you come banging on the door. Of course, you know, I got to get dressed. I'm sitting there like, damn. I ain't expecting nobody. Nobody called me and said they were on their way.
Yeah.
And here you come. You're going to bring the child to the door to return something that you took from me the other day, but you're going to bring the child to the door to give it to me. Now, one.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Okay, so one, now you got a little 7-year-old delivering shit that an 18-year-old need to have in their hand.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you done taught Shorty. Shorty can't be no more than 8-9 years old. You done taught Shorty how to bang on the door like she the damn police.
Damn.
I got scared. The kids got scared. They're like, who is that at the door? I'm like, hell, I don't know.
Damn.
So people, let me just tell you this. Please do not come to my house unannounced. Please do not come to my house unannounced. Just don't do it.
You ain't lying. You catch me walking around in my drawers.
Okay.
And I am not ashamed. This is my motherfucking house. I walk around my drawers whenever I get good and damn ready.
Don't come to my house, honey. Oh, man, please. I'm begging you. All right, y'all hit me up. 646-475-2209. Tell me your stories of people that have come to your house unannounced. Mississippi Red, anybody come to your house unannounced?
Jehovah's Witness.
You know what?
Especially when you, they only come in the earliest hour of the day. They come in knowing on a Saturday, knowing your ass is still asleep at 7 o'clock. They'll knock on your door. No, this is one thing I did one time. 7 o'clock in the morning, they'll just knock on your door. You know what I did? I opened my door. I had nothing on but my drawers.
Damn.
Yeah.
What'd they say?
I want to talk about.
Right. And they turned right back around. I was like, excuse me, sir. I think we got the wrong address.
Oh, my goodness. That's messed up. That's just messed up. That's just messed up. Hold tight. Let me bring ma'am back. Ma'am.
Stop it. Kicking in my door.
Ma'am, she talking and they ain't even off mute. Ma'am.
Yeah.
Tell me who came to your house on the now.
The bitch that lived, she wanted to fuck with Mississippi. Okay, for one thing, but for two, she thought I was a kid because I'm little and I look young, baby. I'm a fucking baller. I had to check her ass, and then damn, they had to kill her. And she came knocking, banging. Like, she was going to kick her ass. Bitch, her ass to this motherfucker, but do you want to see what you get on the other side of the motherfucking door? And he's like, no, don't do it. I'm about to beat your motherfucking ass.
What's going on? I mean,
Mr. Rick, I stalkers.
Hold on. Hey, Buck, somebody calling you. Your mother calling you. Open the door.
What the hell?
Hold on. Yeah, I hear her calling you. Here you go.
Fuck that hoe. I told the hoe, shit, don't be knocking and banging and shit. I'm calling my son.
Well,
bitch,
too.
I got sons, brothers, cousins, uncles. I got family. I'm lawless. I'm fucking with the fuck you talking about, bitch.
Mississippi Red, who you got coming to trial?
No, she lives upstairs. It's the upstairs, the tenant.
Okay. All right. Y'all hold tight. Hold on. Hold tight. I'll be right back.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, no, fuck. I'm done.
Take me back.
Oh,
you
want to
take me back?
What you had. Oh, no.
Now, you want to take me back.
No,
hey, you gotta take me back.
Back no,
you gotta take me back.
Sorry,
you
I
wanna take me back.
Ooh.
ain't texting you, sending me pics like a photo shoot. I'm feeling you, you're feeling me. Let me get that body what it needs.
Sexual body,
sexual body.
I just need you all to be patient. I have to play the music, so I'm going to be right back. This is the last song. We're going to come back to the conversation. Y'all just hold tight. This is the Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. We're going to hit it with, I just had it. Where she go? Where she go? Dang, Lay Me Down by P. Melody.
Oh,
All right, y'all, I'm back. I had to readjust myself. What's going on? Gotta plug myself back in. All right, this is Katrice. You're listening to the Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. We are having some difficulties. I had to get my refill going on, had to get my headphones back on. My hair ain't working out just the way I need it to because it's just like something else going on. All just doing what I need to do. All right, so we was talking about, I was having some conversation wondering, you know, what's going on with folks. And hold on a second, let me see. I was getting some conversation. Okay, no. Okay. All right, so I was actually having some conversation with Buck, and I was like, man, I need a damn refill, but I need to play some music. Got to get that music in. Need to do what we need to do. All right, y'all, this is Katrice. You're listening to The Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. If y'all want to know what I look like, you know, in a live state, I am on drink number 2, and if you're in the chat room, you can see me. Drink number 2. You can go ahead and log in to lawlessradio.com and hit that listen to chat, and then you can actually see me live on the air chilling. Buck came in here earlier. He may drop by. I'm not sure, but it's all up to him. I'm feeling my cocktail because I haven't had one in a while. What's up, Buck? You there?
Yeah, I'm still here. Shit,
all right.
It's a shame because after a while, you make cocktail number 3. All them little pretty little curls that they're looking at right now are gonna be all sweated out, but they probably won't see that unless they webcam. Charmaine, if you out there, come on, baby. I got the webcam up and running now, baby.
It's up and running. It is up and running. But also, I want to tell folks out there, if you are looking to Skype with me, you can Skype with me. And I put the Skype name out there in the chat room. Only way that you can know what my Skype name is you got to go in the chat room. That's it. But you got to go in that chat room and figure it out. All right, y'all. All right, so I was talking about, you know, people that just come to your house unannounced. And I think a lot of folks, you know, a lot of folks feel that, you know, they're entitled to just do that. But, you know, it's all good, too. But the next thing I want to talk about, Buck, is people who just dwell on just bullshit all day long. I mean,
ain't nothing gonna come to them, man. You always on that bullshit, man. Ain't nothing gonna come to you but bullshit.
Bullshit all day long. I mean, from the time you wake up to the time you go to bed, bullshit all day long. All day long. And, you know, you're right. Nothing good comes to them, but they don't understand that. They don't get it. They don't get it. And hold on. Mr. Brett, are you a negative or are you a positive person?
You got to call me when you come to my crib.
What?
When you come to my crib.
You got to call you.
I might be asleep at 3 o'clock in the morning. Also, I might hear that ding, ding, like the Jeffersons did. They had that high power ding dong doorbell. You better
ding
let
dong
me
doorbell.
Bam. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you.
Especially if I want that Twix peanut butter.
Right.
That's my, you know, Twix peanut butter. I got to get up and invite and let you in. You better call me. Give me at least 2 weeks notice.
Did I hear him say something about peanut butter?
Yeah, okay. What the peanut butter got to do with it?
So in other words, if somebody come over your house unexpected, you going to put peanut butter in their ass or something?
Peanut butter. I love Twix peanut butter. Everybody have a good, every person loves that candy bar. It could be a Snicker, it could be a Mickey Way, it could be a Three Musketeers, it could be a, you know, Twix Caramel, Twix Peanut Butter. You know what I'm saying? My favorite is the Twix Peanut Butter. Then let me know that you're going to leave me one. Just let me know you're going to leave me one, and I'm going to tell you, you can come over here at 10 o'clock, 10 p.m.
10 p.m.? They have the Twix Peanut Butter?
Twix Peanut Butter or a Kit Kat, something like that, or it could be a Kit Kat. Or it could be a Reese's Cup.
Okay, hold on a second. All right.
I got off enough.
Yeah, I got to talk.
He ain't sober no more.
No, he ain't sober no more at all.
He done went from unannouncements to Twix and peanut butter cups and all that. I'm still trying to figure out what you gonna do with them. Is there significance from that?
Hell yeah. But you know what? Hold on a second. Who we got on the line? Wait a minute, hold on. We got mail coming back. Alright, now listen, let me just say this. I was talking about how folks come to your house unannounced, and then I flipped the script and I went to motherfuckers to just dwell on just bullshit every day. I was talking to a motherfucker today, and I'm just going to drop the scenario on y'all so y'all can understand the full potential of what the hell's going on, all right? So, her man ain't fucking her right, basically, all right? So she decided to find another man that's going to fuck her right.
Hold on, I'm getting too much feedback. I can't hear what that.
Okay, hold on, let me... Hold on a second. All right. Is that better?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm Mississippi Red. I had to put you on mute. I'm getting some feedback. I'll bring you back in just a minute. Just hold tight. Don't hang the fuck up. All right. Listen. So, you know, you got this dude, right? You got, well, that's this female. So, you got this female, right? So, her man ain't fucking her right. All right. So, she decides she going to find her another motherfucker, right? So, but in the meantime, the shit at the house, the shit, you know, cars done got repoed, life done got off and shit, you know, and this motherfucker, you know, she got a little side little thing she going, but she ain't really functioning, working it, all right? So she's so much in love with this motherfucker that just came out the blue some damn way, right? So she trying to convince me that the motherfucker that came out the blue is like the God's gift to the earth. And I just came out and asked him. I'm like, damn, is he giving you some money? He like, well, she like, nah, he hasn't offered to give me anything. So why the fuck are you giving him free pussy? That's what I'm saying. I mean, it's just my thought. So, I mean, I know I'm talking to another dude and, you know, free pussy is free pussy. But in any case, I don't understand why women get free pussy out when you get your shit all fucked up. Because I would think you need to get your shit right. So, with that being said, I'm going to bring Mel on the line. Mel, are you there?
Yeah, I know you hear me.
Hold on. Buck, you being called.
All right.
For one.
Yeah.
There is no such thing as free pussy. Pussy is pussy. It's a commodity. That's the oldest profession on earth.
Right.
If you got a fucking pussy and you know how to work it, you can make it work. I don't even do that. I've never sell or sold ass.
You never sell or sold ass. Okay, hold on. Let me just back this up.
I'm going to tell you.
I was on the corner, but
I wouldn't fuck with a nigga if you ain't doing shit for me. I wouldn't even fuck with you. So, yes, I've been a prostitute in my day.
Thank you.
But not on the corner. Nigga, you paying my motherfucking bills and shit.
I'm going to put you on mute.
What the hell just happened? Not sure what just happened here. Me myself, I never heard no free pussy before. I didn't think it existed. You know. I hate to bring it up, but before me and Catrice got together, I was a girl I used to knock off. She had kids, and I always get her kids from church's chicken or something. I'd have knocked it off, man, but I didn't know that what there was a such thing as free pussy. I have yet to find it. Even a married man such as myself, I haven't found any free pussy. But you know, pussy at home ain't even free. It's around me all day, every day. What in the hell is everybody? Patrice, where you at, baby? Got some technical difficulties here.
Okay, can you hear me?
There we go.
All right, something happened and I lost like everything. So,
So who is it? Just me and you right now?
Yeah, I know what happened to Mel. Mel gone. Yeah, it's just me and you. You know what? I think what it was, Charmaine has Skyped me and I can't do two Skypes at one time. That's some bullshit.
And ain't no group Skype.
We're gonna have to figure that shit out. All right. Hold on. Yeah, something happened. Something happened. But I'm back.
All right. Okay. Wait. What you leave over? What the hell was Mel talking about?
Mel need to call back in. Shit. That's what need to happen. Mel need to call back in. Hold on. Shit. Okay, hold on. But in any case, People think pussy free. Okay.
No, it's not. It's not. Whether you single, whether you married, I don't know if you heard, you know, earlier, but you know, before you and I got together, and I was still, you know, out in the wild, you know, if a woman has kids, you know, and I wasn't knocked it out, I bought the kids church chicken.
Chicken.
Yeah, man. Shit, yeah. Gotta give something. Shit.
Okay. All right, hold on. We got a call on the line. A 404. What's going on? Who's this on the line?
Hey, Catrice, this is Robin. Church is chicken.
Look here, mom's been busy fucking all day. She ain't had time to cook nothing for the kids. It's mostly my responsibility, my fault. So why not? I'll be right back. Run and grab some chicken so you feed the kids. Yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I mean, that's back in the day when church's chicken was the shit, okay?
Okay.
Everybody loved church's chicken back then. Okay, let's start the conversation off with Ms. Robin. Do you think pussy is free?
No, that's why I tell my daughters and my son, if you want to lay down with somebody, make sure you get up with just more than a wet ass. I tell that to my daughter. If you want to lay down with a dude, you better make sure you get up with more than just a wet ass.
Hey, especially as much as cigarettes cost nowadays, you better get two packs for something out the deal.
Nah, she got college tuition. She got to buy books. She need her cell phone bill paid. And she need clothes. She need food for her dorm. So if you think you're going to get something, you know, leave some money on the nightstand when you leave.
There you go.
Wait a minute. But Charmaine said, but she loved a wet ass, though. She like that wet ass. But you know, sometimes she got you gotta pay for shit. Personally.
Yeah, I tell them you sitting on a bed, man. Don't just let nobody run up in it free. It's not free. It's a gold mine. They
it's
need you.
Mine.
You don't need them.
That's the truth.
Mhm.
That's the truth. Hell yeah! I was talking to somebody earlier today how they were talking about how you know how good it was, you know how special it was, and I asked, and I just came out and asked her. I'm like, man, you know, has he given you any money since you struggling right now? Has he given you any money? Well, he's offered, but I haven't taken any.
Well, it ain't that special then. It ain't that special. If he offering and you ain't taking.
You ain't taking, no. Nah.
Nah.
I feel bad if I do that. You know, I think it's wrong, you know, with me being in the and you know, being married and all is wrong. I mean, well shit, you already fucking up.
Exactly. So
why?
You gonna be his mattress.
Exactly.
For
you
him
need to get
to
something out of
it and leave.
You need to get something out of it.
You need to get something out of it. I'm not a. Hold on, sorry. Let's see what Zeke got to say. What's going on?
Oh shit.
Hey,
what's happening?
How you doing this evening?
I'm pretty fair for a square. I've been on the other end for about shit 35 minutes. I was talking to somebody else. I forgot y'all was on the. I had y'all on the other end. All the
man, time. What? Man, whatever, man. Shit, fuck it.
Shit. I don't know what y'all talking about.
Man, I don't know what we're talking about. Shit, I'm about damn drunk. I'm on drink number two, and I'm about fucked up.
Well, drink for me, too.
Shit. I'm trying to be coherent in this motherfucker. I think I got the chat room on, but I don't know if anybody in this bitch. Nobody ain't saying nothing. I'm about to turn this motherfucker off. I'm tired of looking at myself. Shit.
God damn.
Okay. I'm like, damn. What the fuck going on? Somebody said something. Hold on, wait a minute. I heard something go click. But okay, let me ask y'all this. Tell me, Zeke. When a girl say that she, you know, she gonna go ahead and get it for free. You know, I mean, she gonna give it for free. Is there consequences to the free?
What did she give us for free?
Ass.
AIDS, gonorrhea, herpes, syphilis.
Shit, that's what I've been getting it for. When I'm gonna get it for sure, I'm gonna pay. I've been getting it for free. Shit, what? That's supposed to be some new shit instead of pay? Shit, come on, I'm gonna get it for free. I've been getting it for free. What are you talking about?
Man, some people don't get it. Some people don't get it for free.
Well, I ain't no truth.
I see it as a tit for tat.
Male, you give your shit away for free?
You click me back in.
Yeah,
you know, it's flawless. Don't give shit away for free. I don't.
It's a
barter system, and you know Zeke don't say anything.
Hold on, we're gonna bring y'all back in. It's 1 second. Hold on, I need to bring some of that feedback out. Y'all hold tight, Zeke and Mel, hold tight. We got a 708 going on. What's going on? Is that Charmaine?
Yes, ma'am.
What's up, Charmaine? How you doing this evening?
None, chilling.
Okay, so tell me what your philosophy is on free pussy.
Ain't no such thing.
You're gonna pay
for it one way or another. I agree with Buck with the, you know, the chicken. You gonna buy me something to eat? A pack of squares. You know what I'm saying? I might need a soda.
I mean,
man,
do we put in categories of levels and which we gonna do based on what you gonna give us? So
it all depends on who's doing it, though.
If you don't give me a family pack of chicken, you're going to get some head. I mean,
God,
you know.
God damn.
It all depends on what kind of job you got, what you do. You know, I'm versed. I work with you. You know, you can only afford some McDonald's. Let me get some. You know,
you get four extra biscuits. You know what? What else will happen?
let me get a soda about you real quick.
Man, no, a soda gonna give you a kiss on the cheek. Fuck a soda, that's, shit. That's,
there
that's
you
shit
go.
Man.
But see, I'm working with you though. You know.
Exactly.
Damn,
I'm a work with you, you know.
Hold
I ain't
on,
trying to break a motherfucker. I'm just trying to be happy. That's it.
Hold on, we got a 773 on the line. I think that's Thomas. What's going on, Thomas? How you doing this evening?
Hey y'all, what's going on? I'm good.
It's going. Okay, so we feeling, well, I don't know how you feeling, but I'm feeling damn good right now.
A glass of wine and some salty nuts is what I'm doing.
Man. So, I can talk all kinds of shit with y'all tonight. I got another, 45 minutes, 42, 3 minutes? Shit, we can talk about all kinds of shit. So, tell me, Thomas, have you run into any free pussy lately?
Let me see. No.
No free pussy.
No, hasn't been for in a while, so no.
Whoever do, let me know. I'm buying.
Man, are you buying? You buying? You
I got something
oh
on
God.
It.
You
I got something on it.
So Thomas, what hoops have you had to go through just to get some ass? How much have you spent?
At one outing?
I mean,
probably like two.
Two what?
That's a good number.
$200
just for some ass?
That's a good number.
She had me go. Yeah. She had me go through it, and then it wasn't even worth that.
Damn. See, that right
I had a boss giving me $200 just to put his hand in my pocket.
Oh, damn.
For real.
See, that's what I'm talking about. Shit, I'm in the wrong motherfucking business.
Yeah, it was just, we were dating, so.
Man, motherfuckers were telling me I sell sex. Motherfuckers told me that I was going to hell because I was selling sex. And I'm like, well, shit, if I'm selling sex, I need to be a rich motherfucking bitch. I'll tell you that. Because I ain't selling sex right now, all right? Hold tight, y'all. Hold on. Let me see who else is out here. We got an 816 out here. Who's this on the line?
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
My name is Aaron.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I'm listening to y'all conversation. I just got in, but
yeah.
I heard y'all talking about how much it costs to get the pussy, paying for dinner and all this other shit.
Uh-huh.
Niggas still do that?
Well, damn, niggas still do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who was
that? What's
name?
Aaron? Aaron? My name is Aaron. You
call
me Pervy, though.
Pervy.
Yeah. I'm a doctor.
Whatever. 816. Okay. Look here.
Hold on. 816.
You probably
as long as this man is not going to call you Pervy, thank you very much.
No,
yeah,
I'm going to
call you 816
you.
Right now. But listen. You probably not buying like steak and lobster or some shit. But I'm sure you're buying like a small fry or, you know, like somebody
soda.
Said, probably a Pepsi or some shit. You know,
well,
it's not totally 100% free.
Well, honestly, all right, hear me out.
Mm-hmm.
Me, the type of young brother I am, because I am only 25, 26 September. Woman has to pay me. For real. It's all on her.
Hang up on him.
Don't hang up, please. Don't.
Okay.
No, I'm just saying, though. I mean, like, there's a lot of independent women out here, you know what I'm saying?
Dude, you talking crazy.
Shout out to
real.
All the
women
independent,
don't pay for
you know, got their own money, got their own
know
job.
That.
And don't want to take a nigga money, though. Would rather spend
women
their money on.
Women don't buy dick.
Huh?
Women don't buy dick.
Women
dick
don't
is free.
Dick,
you know how much dick costs?
Well, wait a minute,
dick
hold
on. One penny.
I don't know about that.
I'm just saying,
though.
It's equal. I mean, this is 2012. You know what I'm saying?
One penny.
A lot of women are, you know what I'm saying, more open about it. I'm sure there's some women listening right now, like, yeah, I done took a nigga out to dinner, you know what I'm saying, and the host said he was going to give me some of that dope dick my cousin was telling me about. No,
that's because they've been in a relationship and it's their anniversary and she's paying.
Right. She's paying.
Or it's his birthday or some shit.
Women,
I'm just saying.
Buy that.
You know, I'm also going to make you chill there, too. You also have to take into consideration that there is a different type of generation out there that is uneducated. Like, well, what'd you say? You're 26? You're still
yes,
pretty
sir.
Young, brother. You're still pretty young. So there is another generation out there that's still uneducated and really don't understand the whole thing.
Well, I mean, I date older women, though, all my life. If you don't mind me asking, how old are you, sir?
I'm 39.
39?
Damn, he called you sir.
I mean, I'm
saying. Yeah, see, he's still a young brother, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, I'm just saying.
I respect it, dude. I take it.
I respect you, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You might could teach me a thing or two, but I'm just saying, though. When I was younger than I am now, I used to, you know what I'm saying, take chick out. You know, oh, you want to get drunk? Let me buy a bottle. Oh, you want to smoke? Here, I got a bag. But, you know what I'm saying, me now, the present young adult that I am now, I don't do any of that.
Let me ask you this question, okay? So you say that you date older women. How old are these older women that you're dating?
The age range varies.
Okay, so just give me an example.
The oldest chick that I dated was 45.
Okay, so let me just kind of lay this out on the line. A 45-year-old woman that is fucking a 25, 26-year-old man, all the thing that's on her mind is a big, hard-ass dick. So, it proves her point, but I'm saying, but yes, you're okay. But here's the thing, though. Some women, they're not going to physically pay you for your dick, but they're going to throw you a bone.
I mean, it's the same thing as what you're talking about, though. I mean, dinner,
that's
a movie, most men pay for it.
Yeah.
Okay, look, y'all, let me give you an example real quick. Let's just say you walk outside. A man and a woman walk outside in a crowd of people, right? And the man say, okay, I'm giving out free dick. Who wants some? What a woman going to do? Look at you like you crazy. But if a woman say, I'm giving out free pussy, everybody getting in line.
I have an argument for that. It depends on the nigga, though. I walk in the crowd and I say, I'm giving out free dick tonight. I got my first line up, though.
All right, y'all hold tight. Hold on a second. Let me just kind of shut y'all down a second. Hold on. Let me put you on mute because I'm getting a lot of feedback. That makes really good, excellent point here. We got Mississippi Red out here. Mississippi Red, what would you like to add to this conversation?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, you here, you goodbye. All right, hold tight, y'all. This is love. Clan Flake.
Walking down a one-way street, thinking, will this be that special day? Seems like when I choose, I do. Isn't that love somewhere for me? Damn, I tried and tried and I can't seem to find a love to build on, find a love to hold on.
that's real simple.
Love.
Not too complicated.
Love.
The kind that makes you crazy.
Love.
All that I need in my life.
Love.
Is that one true love.
Love.
So unforgettable.
Love.
The kind that's incredible.
Love.
What I need, what I want.
Catrice, you're listening to the Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. All right, it is 30 minutes. We got 30 minutes. 10:26, just about. All right, so we got who we still got out there? We got Robin. Who else? We got Charmaine out here. And we got Thomas. Everybody else done dropped off and left us. I had to play the music, y'all. I had to play the music. That's what we do. I mean, that's just basically what we do. All right, y'all. So we had a young boy on the line, but he left us. But anybody got any advice for the young man out
there?
Tell
him I said I'm sorry if I made him mad and he hung up.
Oh.
If I made him hang up, I'm sorry.
It's okay. You know, things happen.
Dick still costs a penny to me.
Dick, pussy, everything costs money. You can't get your shit for free. This is 2012, man.
I don't even think he real. He even realized what he was saying.
You don't think so?
I really don't. No.
He had grown women on the phone.
You know, he's right. Come on. It's easy to play with some chicken head.
Right.
And, you know, they'll settle for a piece of bubble gum, and that's not really nothing to a young guy. You know what I mean? But
the point I was making when he was talking about he deal with like 40-something-year-old women, all they doing is just riding you and going about their business. They just getting their
rocks.
First
of all, I got offended when he said 40-something is old.
Okay. Yeah, 40-something ain't old because we ain't nowhere near old.
Dude. It's old to him, y'all.
Man.
It's old to him.
Dude, that 40 years old is in prime. That's prime.
Mm-hmm.
That's prime pussy right there. You can't
I agree.
That's
a new 30. That's what I'm saying. That shit get wetter than it. That shit get wetter than
it
was. Too. Shit.
Hello.
true.
Yeah.
I mean, man.
Shit.
But he's misinformed on some things. He just. I don't know. You know what I mean? When a young guy looks good, got a nice little talk, you know, they don't see the world like that.
No, they don't.
No, they really don't. I mean, if you think about it, he's getting his share. Well, it's easy to get your share when, you know, you got enough of them throwing it at you
for
next to nothing.
Right.
And they get that misperception that. That's what it, you know, ain't what everybody think it is.
Right. Exactly. People don't know. I mean, they don't know. They don't understand. You know, I got a mystery person out here in the chat room. I wonder if they're just looking at me. Probably ain't saying shit.
That's probably me.
That's probably you. Oh, damn.
It's still this shit been saying connecting to Facebook for like 45 minutes for real.
It's my first thing. I don't know what's wrong with that chat room. You know what? Next one I'm gonna do next week. I'm just gonna use the other. I got another chat room. I'm gonna use, and y'all can actually everybody can get on, and we can see everybody's face. Okay.
Yeah, did Lawless just change his, like, the face of his website?
Yeah.
Okay, because I had a tough time trying to do it by phone, because because I could Skype my phone, but for some reason I just couldn't get in.
I got to fix mine. I don't know how to do that shit on
yeah.
my phone. I'm going to figure
right,
it out, though.
So tonight I was kind of going back and forth for people coming to your house unannounced. I don't like that shit. I had a girl come to my house unannounced. She was returning some shit to me. But it's just the pure fact that you decided you were to bring your ass to my house and just start banging on the door like you goddamn police. I didn't appreciate
too
that
far
shit.
Out, so don't nobody want to be. You're going to have to call me before you come.
Thank you.
I live in Bolingbrook, Illinois, and in Gurnee. You got
Damn.
To call.
Hell yeah, if you live in Bolingbrook and Gurnee, oh, hell yeah,
hell
shit.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to call your ass. I'm going to call your ass before I even decide to get dressed.
Okay.
Shit.
Oh, my
that's,
God.
That's some good advice for yourself.
Fuck that, man. I'm going to call your ass before I even get dressed.
Like, yeah, my husband come over here. My house is like the front door. You can look right out the garage window, and you can see the front door, right? So when
right.
somebody ring the bell, I go to the garage and look out the window and see who it is.
Good move.
That's what you do. That's exactly what you do. Man,
don't
okay.
come over here unannounced.
Please don't come unannounced, because, you know, you will get your feelings hurt. Now, I was being, instead of scared, she used her daughter come bring the shit that she needed to get back to me. She used a child to do that. And see, right there, I was like, God damn it, what the fuck? Because I'm about to cuss her out. But I couldn't cuss her out because it was a child right there. She knew what the fuck was going on. She knew. All right. Well, you know, we talked about free pussy. We talked about free dick. You know, it's 32 past the hour. This is our free up. Anything that's been bothering anybody this week, y'all can go ahead and let it out. Robin, anything that got on your nerves this week you want to let out?
No, I don't let anything get on my nerves anymore.
You know what?
That's
some good shit. You know, I tune your ass out real good. And you know what? I got this little thing where I exercise what I call ignore. Okay, I will put you on a total ignore mode, and you be talking to me, and I'm be like, what you say? Cause I done blanked your ass totally out. Cause what you saying really means no difference to me. Chang, how you holding up, girl? I know you by yourself. How many more weeks you got left?
Dude, I offended myself last night.
Oh shit! What happened? Tell us what happened.
Man, I snuck up on myself, and before I knew it, it was on and popping.
You didn't call the police, did you?
No, I started to, but I stopped me from doing it. I grabbed my hand and snatched my hand away from the phone real quick and just let myself keep going.
Remember,
I said, fuck it. Ain't no need in fighting it.
I feel you.
Amen, sister. Amen.
Hey, that's what you gotta do. Thomas, tell me what's been going on with you, Thomas.
No complaints to usual, job or whatever, but life's been good so far. And like I said, just working and following Facebook.
I feel you. That's
just,
how you do it.
You know.
My guy can't stand Facebook, man. We get into arguments on Facebook.
But
he don't realize I don't just be on Facebook typing in. So I play a lot of games on here.
Right.
I mean, we get into real.
Yeah. You know what? Hold
arguments.
On. Let's talk about the games. Let's talk a good game. Please stop requesting me to play a fucking game. Because I don't know what the fuck. I don't know how to play a game, okay?
Yeah. Get my shit back.
Man, okay, here's the thing. The reason that I'm on Facebook really is to make money, period. That's it. If I ain't getting no money from the bitch, I'm not getting on you. You know, that's basically it. I mean, you know, hey. That's basically it. Woman, where Buck at? Buck, you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, so Buck, how was your week? You all right?
Yeah. I came out of my shell, out of rehab or
whatever you want to call it, last night. Charmaine, I did a little tampering myself last night. You weren't the only one.
You ain't by yourself either. Hey, I had to roll the dice a little bit too. Shit.
Yeah.
Hey, look, what if it was the same time? We was all doing it at the same time.
That was some good shit right there.
All I can say is I can understand.
Shit,
I've been on this so much lately. Shit, I feel like I'm in Vegas. I sure do.
Ah, damn.
Damn, your picture went off.
My picture went off?
I can't see you no more.
Oh, you can't. Oh. I was going to see y'all CD, but you know, that's all right.
No, don't do that because I got on workout clothes. I exercise today.
So are you sweaty? Wait. You sweaty?
Not no more. It's dried up. It's a little tangy, though. I got to get in the shower.
Wait a minute. It's already dirty, so, you know, let's just make it even dirtier.
Man,
wow.
If you don't mind,
hold
I don't
on.
Mind.
Hold on.
If you don't mind seasoning in your pie, I don't mind. I don't mind a little salt in mine either.
Hold on. Wait a minute. We're trying to connect. I'm connecting. I'm coming back. Give me a second here. It came off on me, but we connecting. We connected. All right, there we go. Let me start the broadcasting. We got the guest. It took me a minute because everything came off. I didn't know if anybody was, I didn't know if y'all was still out there. I didn't know you could see me. Hold on, wait a minute. Remember, we about to show Buck in just a minute.
This shit been saying connecting to Facebook for about an hour, I'm telling you.
But you can see me, though, huh?
I can see you, but it's like, it's got a dark screen.
Oh.
Like, soon as it connects, it's going to be clear.
Okay, I feel you. Okay, you see me
back
out there? Okay, you back?
Hey.
Okay, Buck?
Mm-hmm.
Come back. There's
hey.
Buck.
Hey.
Hey.
Yes.
You know, but I'm saying, lawlessradio.com, y'all, this is a really good, cool little thing here. You know, we like that.
Come in.
That's what we do. All right, y'all hold it down. I appreciate y'all. You know, we can't, I can't even talk and I'm so fucking drunk.
You calling them back?
Okay. If it was not for you all, Lawless would not be what it is
okay,
today.
Back.
You back?
Yeah, I'm back.
Okay, Lawless would not be what it is today. Because I appreciate y'all. You know, we got all kinds of things going on. I am going to start a summer series coming up in a couple of weeks. So y'all can understand, I'm going to bring some back some poets. I'm going to bring some artists out. You know, we're going to, I got a sex therapist that's been in the business for about 45 years. That's a long
wow.
damn time. Yeah.
Yeah,
it is. I wasn't
yeah.
even here yet.
Man, I sure wasn't either. My damn. I'm like 45 years, but this motherfucker
damn.
Talks so nasty. This motherfucker talks so nasty. I'm like, damn, are you serious? Okay. Yes. I'm gonna bring her on. And then I got some poets coming on, and I got some artists. And then also, you know, y'all listen to the music that I play. Because we're going to have an award show. We're doing the Lawless Awards, just like the Grammys, you know, the music awards that we do, you know, for the top artists that we play. Because, you know, we do play our local come-ups out there. And if you're interested in community music, you go to lawlessradio.com. To mention music, and we'll play it on the air. That's what we do. All right.
Patrice.
Yes, baby.
Patrice, have you ever
yes.
thought, this is Rob, have you ever thought about doing some erotic poetry?
You know, I have.
Oh, girl, on the site, do.
You know, we had some a couple of weeks ago. It was about 3 or 4 weeks ago. I would love
really?
To have some erotic. Yes, I would love to have some erotic poetry out there. I would love it. Love it.
It's
you know,
a chick that posts stuff on there all the time.
Yes, yes. The thing is, Lala's is changing, so, you know, in a few, I'm going to have to tone down my cursing because we're going to be 24 hours, and I want folks to be able to talk to us on a 24-hour basis. So I'm going to have to tone down the language, but I'll figure something out, you know,
but
to get past
it. It's an adult show, though.
What'd you say?
I said, but it's an adult show.
It is. This is a very adult show.
So
I tell
why
you
we gotta stop cussing and shit?
I know, fuck. Right?
Yeah, you know, what the fuck?
Cussing shit. That's some bullshit.
That's some bullshit.
You're right,
I look forward to cussing you motherfuckers out every day, every week.
And we motherfucking appreciate it.
And we motherfucking appreciate it. That's the truth. That's the truth. Yes, yes. So, you know, what we're going to do is we're going to bring back, we're going to, you know, Buck, he keeps showing his face every so often.
I'm looking for Charmaine. I'm looking for Charmaine. I don't see Charmaine.
You don't see Charmaine?
No.
But Charmaine's going to call us because, Charmaine, you were looking pretty good in that damn Skype. So call our asses back in just a moment. Okay.
And what Skype? You saw me?
Yes, I saw you.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't think it went through.
Yes, it went through. I saw you. All right. Now, Thomas, Robin, Charmaine, you know, I appreciate y'all. Whoever just called in from the 313, you can hit the one button. If you want to say something, tell me if your pussy's been free to you. Have you been getting free pussy?
Come on.
Hit that one button. The 313. Oh, here they go. Hold on a second. 313, what's going on?
You know what's going on. Y'all got the right subject. I tuned in late.
Yeah, you tuned in late because I'm fucked up right now.
My glass is empty.
You see this, Charmaine? My glass is empty like a motherfucker.
It's empty.
This shit
hey,
empty.
Hey, Charmaine, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing great.
Okay, I'm going
to call you. Big Daddy Almighty, let me ask you this question.
Yo.
Is pussy free?
Well, not quite free.
Close my door all the way.
I mean, you know, you gotta wind and dine the babe, so that costs you right there.
There you go.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How much is it going to cost you? Is this a Burger King meal or is this a
I don't fucking around with no McDonald's or Burger King. I go to Hooters and
Hooters.
Shit like that. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay,
I'm going to be honest
with y'all. I have never been to Hooters ever.
Me neither, for real. Me neither.
Hey,
I heard they greasy and buttery.
No. You've been to the wrong Hooters. Because the one I go to right around the corner, you got all the ass and all them titties. I'm on Terra Boulevard in Jonesboro. You can catch me down there. You catch me down there any pay-per-view weekend. And I'm posted up.
You know what? Okay, since we are in the same state, I'm going to have to meet your ass.
Well, hey.
Okay.
I'll be any pay-per-view. Any main event that they have, like a UFC, any pay-per-view boxing, and all that shit, I'm there every Saturday night.
Man, that was my BW3s, man. UFC.
Okay, Buck, did you get that?
Yeah, sure did.
Okay. All right,
we got to
seek out Big Daddy Almighty, and, you know, we got to call him out. All right, so, y'all, let me tell you about what's going on. We're going to have an award show coming in November, okay? We're going to announce it in November. We're going to announce the hottest fan, you know, the best fan out there, the freakiest fan out there, the one that got the one that get it the most they can, the best artist. It's going to be just like a real award show. Okay?
So we get trophies and stuff.
Hell yeah. You get trophies and stuff.
He ain't sending no trophy to California or wherever the fuck you at.
I'll send a damn trophy to California. Shit.
Shit.
Shit,
if they'll be able to find me.
I'll find you, bitch.
This place sucks.
For real.
Speaking outside smelling cow ass.
But listen, when I came in on the subject, you talk about y'all about to go 24 hours and you got to, you know, cut down the language. It won't be lawless raw deal anymore if you do that.
Man, okay, Rich, you know what? Okay, here's the thing, though. Here's the thing. There's ways that Catrice can work around it, okay?
Just like they do on Comedy Central. In the daytime, when the kids are up, they have that beeping style. When they try to cuss, they beep it out.
Sitting there with a finger on a button.
Right.
Right.
So, I'm going to have my finger on the damn button, okay?
But after
9 o'clock, see, because the raw deal has emerged into something a little different, okay? And we're going to work this different. It's a whole
nother level. That's how y'all became famous with the language.
He's right, you know. Shit.
That's how, you know, I wouldn't be calling y'all if I couldn't talk and be free with what I want to say, you know. Because when I first started calling you, I was talking about pimping, you know, pimping whores, you know, like, yeah, you know.
Okay, but, I mean, really, 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 Big Daddy Almighty, have you pimped any whores since you've been in Georgia?
I have two.
I mean,
remember the last time I talked to you, I said I'm gonna be live, I'm gonna have a babe sucking my dick live on your radio station.
Yeah, that shit ain't never
happened.
That shit ain't never happened.
Lately, the last 2 weeks, I ain't been calling. You know, I've been missing your show because I've been getting into other things because I'm doing big things. See, they call me Big Daddy Almighty because I'm trying to do big things. They don't call me that because I think I got a big dick or anything.
Well,
they just
like. I could care less about the dick, but I'm just saying, you know, it'd be nice to have some entertainment on the show. I mean, if you get your dick stuck, I mean, shit.
Well,
I mean, I'm on live right now, live camera now, and nobody done logged in, so they can't see. Shit, I could have a titty hanging out. Y'all wouldn't even fucking know.
Well, like I said, I'm going to tell you, it's coming soon. I'm going to do it next week for sure. I said it was going to be a couple of weeks ago, but I got busy, and I ain't called in a few weeks. But tonight, I'm like, okay, I'm going to have it. It's going to happen, because you asked me. How many whores do I have? And I say I got two. That's on my payroll, you know.
How old are you, sweetheart?
Pardon me?
How old are you?
I'm 18.
Quit playing. How old are you for real?
I ain't 18.
I'm a grown man, baby.
Hey, Buck, I need to take a break a second. Buck, can you come here a second?
Yeah.
He ain't 18.
Of course you know I ain't 18. I'm on lawless.
I don't know how old you are. That's why I asked
y'all. I'm grown, baby.
Just say 30 and above, 40 and above. I'm 40 and above.
Brother Almighty, I just need to know if I can get an employee discount on one of them hoes you got right there.
Can I get a military discount?
Oh, Lord, a military discount. Oh, that's right.
That's a good one, military. A military discount. That's a good one.
And it's serving y'all country trying to keep us free. And we get a discount.
I'd give a discount on that one. Yeah,
Most people give us like 15, 20% off. You know, what you got? 50? Just one little head, not a whole lot. Just a little bit.
The only discount my two babies give is once you become a regular. If you become a regular, they give you a discount. At first, they're starting off at one price, and then after you come back like 3-4 times, they might give you a discount.
So it ain't no guarantee, is what you're saying.
Well, you got to become a regular. You know, you can't just get the discount on the first time out. So you got to become a regular, because she be expecting your number when she see your number. When she see your number, she putting in work. You know.
It's got to be.
Well, I think the military should get a discount. They protected us. They keep us.
Hold on. They will
they
give police officers a discount before they give the military a discount. Everyone.
Well, police officer going around shooting you in the back. Military keeping this whole
right.
country free.
Oh wow.
Actually, they should get a wise military discount, because we got
to
go 6 months without their asses.
Hey, let me ask y'all
something.
Catrice.
Go ahead. She on the phone right now. But go ahead.
Oh, well, I was going to ask y'all something. I wanted her to be on the line because she made a statement that she had a subject about what she was, her fantasy is to make love on an entire state, and on top of the Empire State Building. And I was
dude,
like,
you remember that?
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, y'all don't remember that night?
Yeah, I remember that. Wow.
Yeah. So I was saying to myself, I still, if I hit for this $540 million and this Mega Million, I'm taking them to New York, and I'm going to hit that ass on top of the Empire State Building.
That really ain't going to be cheap, because you know, I got to get my hand in that first.
Hey,
right,
well,
right.
That's gonna cost you big time.
Hey, well, I'm gonna have big time money if I hit right.
Yeah, okay.
I can afford it. I won't take it. I'm coming. We going to New York. We gonna go to top of Empire State Building, and I'm gonna have to pay somebody to let us up there, and I'm gonna bang them guts out up there. In the sky.
Let's go up there. You don't have to pay. I mean,
wow.
You have to pay, but, you know.
Wow.
But you know, ain't the, you know, the security route with all this terrorists, you know, you can't just go up on top of the Empire State Building and y'all's hey.
Yeah, you know, New York a little tight.
Yeah, you know, so you're gonna have to pay somebody to let you up there in the first place. You know, you can't just walk in the building and go to the roof and have sex.
Big Daddy Almighty has just mentioned that he wanted to have sex on top of the Empire State Building. So after he hits the $540 million, he's going to come and scoop you and take you to the Empire State Building and take you up there and bang your guts out. So
we're going to offer you an indecent proposal. We're going to pay for it. That goes back to the first
No,
day.
No, $540 million coming my way.
He's
yeah,
going back
yeah, at my way, because if you think the government gonna tax your ass, just wait till I tax your ass for wanting to hit Catrice on top of the Empire State Building. Yeah, I really don't know if you want that tax. That's a hell of a tax, bro. That is one hell of a tax.
Well, with $540 million in the pocket,
it's more than 8.75. Okay.
Well, yeah, you know them goddamn feds. I can't stand them goddamn feds. The goddamn government's gonna have their hand in that pie like a motherfucker. You got to pay their ass.
You definitely ain't gonna like my tax then, I'm gonna tell you that now. But anyway,
Well, you don't have the power. You don't have the power like the government have. You know, you got to see them.
Yeah.
So
I don't have the power. I don't have the power. I just got the pussy that you want. That's all. Yeah.
They gonna be there soon. Soon when they find out who hit. Soon when they find out that somebody hit that number. They post it up in that damn office, waiting on your ass to come claim that chicken.
They
gonna be there before. They gonna be there before you get there. They gonna be like, yeah. What time did he say he coming?
Right,
what
time to bank
off? You know, and then on top of that is like, even if you wait 6 months to cash the ticket in, they still won't be posted up in there for 6 months. They gonna have an agent in there waiting on your ass to come.
Hold tight there, but I believe Mel out here. 770-94, who is this? Who is that, Mel?
Yeah, it's me.
Hey, baby. Ooh, hey. I just love the way you talk sometimes.
Hey, Mel.
Hey.
What the fuck just happened?
Hey, Lawless. Nah, come on, baby. Give me some more than that.
Huh?
Oh, okay. We done better than that.
I'll be working so much.
Okay.
But, you know, life is good.
Working absolute. It's all right. It's all right, though. We still love you. We still love you.
I know why y'all laugh about working, because I'll be crying.
Yeah, it's kind of like you're crying now, baby. It's
right.
All right, baby.
What you crying for?
The absolute almost gone. That's what the tears are for. All right, everybody, look here. What the time is? It's 10:56. We got
four minutes here.
Let me switch this back to the priest. Hold tight for station identification, please.
Out and I'm getting my last little bit of it. Buck was holding me down for a minute because I had to do a station identification break.
I'm still trying to connect to Facebook,
y'all.
Too much information.
You said you was in incoherence. You were doing something, so you might have been. You was in the restroom. Taking a shit, I don't know, whatever.
No. It's too late to take a shit right now. Shit, you take a shit right now, your ass gonna be up all goddamn night. Shit, okay, listen, y'all. Okay, here we go. Let me try to say this as sober as possible, because I had one of them weeks out of this world.
Oh, you was in there calling Earl then. Okay, you was in there.
No. I don't throw up my liquor. I pay high dollars for this shit. This
very
shit is going to digest. Okay.
Very unprofessional.
Okay. This shit is going to digest. I do not puke up liquor. Thank you very much.
Okay. My bad. I'm sorry. I'm just wondering.
At $26.98 a bottle, this shit is going to digest through the system. Okay.
Damn, what did you buy?
Okay.
What you drink? Damn.
See?
$23 a bottle. This shit is going to digest through the system. We do not puke shit up. That don't happen.
That's all good. Yeah.
I'm taking it easy tonight. I'm just drinking on some sangria.
Yeah, you go ahead and do that shit. I'm about to
I'm saving my calories.
Goose. I'm not a great goose, but
alright, so we got some drunk motherfuckers. We got some sober motherfuckers. Robin, you're the only sober one out here, ain't you? Hold on.
I ain't sober. Shit.
Wait a minute.
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Wait a minute, Thomas, you at work, so you sober.
Yeah, I don't want to be, but yeah.
Okay. Buck, you sober as hell. I don't even think you're thinking about liquor.
I'm on some great goose, damn it.
Yeah, we can tell that you on some.
Yeah, we pretty much told you all wrong.
That's what it's supposed to be, it's flawless, baby.
Male folks don't shoot down the naked.
Yeah, we only got two more weeks where we can cut,
no.
And I'm testing.
No, you ain't. Okay.
We got 2 more weeks until we can cuss and can't cuss no more. And then after that, we gotta tone the shit down.
Okay,
I got a question. Can we say all the words if they say it?
Fuck you, bitches. It's lawless, bitch. I don't give a fuck.
Look, can we say all the words that they
dude,
say on
the
dude, I need
box?
Gas money. Talk your ass off.
You need gas money talking?
No, my cousin is here asking for a ride home. Damn it. Man,
okay.
I ain't trying to hear
okay,
that.
Hold on. We got, oh, wait a minute. It's 11 o'clock, y'all. But let me end this. Let me end
it's
this.
It's 8
by,
o'clock.
Okay. Well, whatever. It's 11 o'clock for the fuck I am. Okay, and let me just end the show by asking, how much is gas regular where you are right now?
Hold on.
California, how much is it?
$4.19.
damn.
Ooh, God damn.
Okay. Chicago, where is it?
Like somewhere around 454.
Damn.
Yes.
At least for me, yeah.
Oh, man, that's got to be super.
No. That's regular.
That's
regular. No,
man.
Well,
Hold on. Go ahead, bud.
454. That's got to be over on Chicago Avenue or something like that.
No, over there on North
on
Avenue, no park.
Right off 95th.
I'm on Terrell Boulevard, and the racetrack is 371. So that's high to me. But y'all
damn,
talking about
good.
$4? Yeah. That's why I post up in that sucker all the time. That's why I meet all my little freaky bras. All
right, so yeah, I filled my tank up, and I have a 35-gallon tank. I can't remember. I think it's 35 gallons.
You spent $100 and something.
Wait a minute. No, motherfucker. The motherfucking pump stopped at $100. You had to swipe the card again.
Oh,
damn, $56 for the cash.
But see, I got one of them tanks you got, Catrice. I got a van, and it cost me over. I don't even feel it. I'm just like, damn. It cost me over $100.
Yeah,
you got a van.
Man, it cost
me over $100 to fill up mine.
All right, y'all, hold on. I want to appreciate
y'all.
Y'all
have a good evening.
Robin, to Charmaine. To Thomas, to Big Daddy on my keys, to Nell. I just want to say I appreciate y'all for listening to the Raw Deal and giving the Raw Deal support. And Buck, I'm going to be over there in just a moment. This is Catrice. Y'all been listening to the Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. You know, you got to get it hot before you get it wet. That's all I got to say. Good night, y'all.
Hey, yeah.
Ray Bone. I just wanna be.
Let me be your lover, boy.
I just wanna be.
Girl, you gotta get it, wait till I get you home, cause girl is on. Ooh, you're so damn fine. I just wanna touch you, it's a freaking high. Makes me wanna love you, pleasure tonight. What you waiting on? Let's get it on. Let me fix your body, baby. Ooh.